on the Godolphin website or Racing Australia website and learn more about them. The nomination deadline is Sunday, April 16. That's April 16 for the Godolphin Stud and Stable Staff Awards. It's proven very successful the last couple of years, and let's hope it is again this year. Coming up shortly, the sports update. After that, the full preview for Gosford.
Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Every public, independent and Catholic school in southeast Queensland has been ordered to close, and authorities are urging employers to send workers home early with an absolute drenching forecast as ex-tropical cyclone Debbie moves down the Queensland coast. Brisbane has received 50 mils of rain in 1 hour this morning, and the situation is expected to get worse throughout the day, with 200 mils predicted in the southeast. That's a month's worth of rain. While some towns in North Queensland where Debbie made landfall, 63,000 households still don't have power. Retiring New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione has only days left as the state's top cop before being farewelled at a ceremony tomorrow. Scipione started his police career 37 years ago and spent over 9 years in the top job. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is expected to announce Mick Fuller as Scipione's replacement. Convicted killer Gene Potter, who skipped a Melbourne court date 7 years ago while on bail, has reportedly been spotted in New South Wales. Britain has begun formal proceedings to begin their withdrawal from the European Union, and preliminary reports into the crash at Essendon Airport, which claimed the lives of 5 people, has revealed there was nothing wrong with the plane, and an aviation lawyer says the families of the deceased have a limited chance of compensation. In sport, Titans centre Conrad Hurrell faces a late fitness test on his injured ankle in a bid to play on Sunday against the Warriors. If Hurrell is ruled out, Anthony Don could make an early return from a dislocated shoulder suffered in round two. Tonight, the Broncos open round 5 against the Bulldogs. Lismore's race meeting tomorrow has been abandoned with all this rain. Brazil has become the first country to qualify for Russia 2018 after Uruguay bombed to an upset 2-1 defeat against Peru. And Manny Pacquiao has only this week to decide whether to fight Jeff Horn at Suncorp Stadium on July 2, with promoter Bob Arum saying the deal is in danger of collapsing due to all the mucking around. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ sets up your winning day every morning.
The best form analysts spread right around Australia.
Tab markets and the most valuable information from trainers and jockeys. Just like John O'Shea with Spectroscope last Saturday.
I think he's a quality horse, Ron, and we'd really like him if he could win today.
Racing HQ every morning.
Always a winner.
A major reason to stay tuned to your leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Jamie Rogers and Greg Radley here. Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win the ultimate race day experience for you and 5 friends.
Spend day 2 of the championships in the fully catered Chairman's Lounge, including flights and accommodation.
Plus, cash prizes of $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au for details and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Hun, your Superfund statement came in the mail.
Oh, thanks.
And another one, and another. How many do you have?
Lost track of your super? Paying a fortune in fees? Combine all your funds into one low-fee account with Lucref Super. It's easy, and I'll do it all for you.
Mail truck's backing up, babe.
Oh, more super statements?
Yep.
Take control of your super with Lucref Super. You'll see their name on the backside of every jockey this autumn. Jump online today and search for Jockey's Backside.
Consider the PDS on our website before deciding to join.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series.
16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
Ronan returns to Royal Randwick for the championship. Witness an electrifying set by international megastar Ronan Keating as he returns to Royal Randwick to close out day one of the championship, the grand finals of Australian racing.
I love it when we do.
This live performance in the Theatre of the Horse after the last race on Saturday, April 1 at Royal Randwick. Included in your race day ticket. Get yours today at theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. We've got a big day of racing today at Gosford. We'll have Gary Harley previewing that in just a moment. We're going to check with Steve Scollard as well. Get the track report there. We've got later on, Penrith will look at harness racing. Amanda Rando will look after that. And Dapto Greyhounds, Luke Marlowe, Warner will gallop the whole lot. Steve Scollard with us today. We're at Gosford. How are you, Steve?
Not too bad, Sean.
That's good. How's the weather looking?
Mate, no change since I spoke to Andrew probably about an hour or so ago. Still no change. It's not raining currently. Sky looks okay above us, but a bit threatening around us.
That's the unknown, isn't it? You're sort of in the lap of the gods, really.
Well, we are, mate. You know, they say it's going to come fairly heavy at some stage this afternoon, mid-afternoon. So, mate, look, hopefully we can just get by, or it's a little bit late, you know, as I said. But we are certainly in the lap of the gods, mate.
Yeah, all right. So today we're looking at a soft five at this stage?
Yeah, definitely still a soft five. Mate, surface is quite good. Prettiest. There's got to be the disease in it from all the humid weather we're having, but we'll treat that. That's not an issue, but the surface itself is quite good, mate.
Yeah, terrific. All right. As you say, there's nothing more you can do. You presented the track the best you can and just hope that rain is late.
Yeah, a little bit me on a lock on a Friday night leaving the pub. I always tell her I'll be home at 9 and I get home at 12. So the rain does the same thing.
And isn't it lovely that you get a great reception when you get home too?
Oh, always greets me with a smile.
Yeah, that's it. No lecture, nothing at all.
None. Never, ever, ever.
Righto.
Must be love.
Oh, you are just the perfect man.
I've been told that before.
Yeah, good on you, Steve.
See you, mate.
Bye. He's got a sense of humour. I tell you, Steve Scollard at the Gosford there. The man is never late. He's always home. Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. You've been talking to Steve, but I'm at the track too. Where Steve is, it's not rained at the moment, and overcast, but everyone knows what the forecast is. We've heard it 20 times on the radio coming down the expressway today, so we've just got to sit and wait, mate. But it's a big meet. And for many, many years, the Gosford Guineas was run over 1,600 metres. In recent years, they've reverted to 1,200 metres. It's a $150,000 listed race. Very good field, sponsored by the Plume Group, and a really, really good field. And it's late in the day, 5 to 5, as all feature races are. And, of course, by then we're supposed to have received the heavy rain. So all we can do, mate, is keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, there's nothing else, Gaz. That's basically it. All right, now the first there today, and we've got a full field. Now, 6 Latitude is 268, Paris for me, 370, 5 Lady Moochie, 420. 2 Skill Fee, $10. Number 4 Engaging is 16. 1 Anti Skip, 19, along with 7 She Clangs, 3 Star Bolt, and 9 Crystal Pearl, 26.
I like Latitude. Tommy Berry's riding. Tommy's riding at the trials at the moment in town, and then he's hopping in the car and heading up here. The Hawks family train got a nice barrier 2. Had 3 runs at Gosford last prep. All its 3 runs were here, and it was placed in all 3. Was slowly away back in on the 13th of October, settled at the tail of the field and ran on the 3rd. That was only in a very small field that day. And then it come back here on November 9 and run 3rd behind Deadly Shadow in a nice, you know, he's a pretty smart horse. And then again at Gosford, its last run on December 1 when it run 2nd, just beaten by Oakfield Alley. Trialled okay recently. Jason Collett rode in the trial at Rose Hill. He let it run along and it shot away. It was 4 lengths in front on the home turn and was just run down in the last bit by one of the Godolphin team. But I like it, Latitude, number 8, Paris for me is a definite chance. Only going to beat two lengths at the Magic Millions Day on the Gold Coast in the maiden plate by Ajani and Dortmund. Dortmund's one of the fancies in the guineas today. This horse bolted in a recent trial at Wyong. It'll be very hard to beat number 8, Paris, for me. Number 5 is Lady Moochie. It's had two placings. It's only two runs this time in at Canberra and at Hawkesbury. Wasn't beaten far at Hawkesbury. And number 2, School Fee's got a place chance. 6852.
Right, a race 2, full field. Now, 2 Sedge and Ho is $2.40. 7 Destination Tucson, 5 even. 5 Silla at 5.50. 1 Fly Till Dawn at 7. 8 Red Viking, 9. 3 Long One Fang, 12. 9 Savina, 16. 4 Quartermaster, 19. And 6 Nassau, 51.
I think he's a special, the New Zealand stayer. Number 2, Sedge and Ho. He's trained by Richard Collett. Son Jason will ride. They brought him here. Well, he was here. He'd had a couple of runs here. November, December, and didn't do a lot. And then Richard produced him at Wyong, and he blitzed him in a Class 1 and maiden plate over 2,100, win him by 3.5 lengths up on the speed outside the leader. Then he come back to Wyong on the 22nd of January, and he beat him by half a straight. Beat Bill Zagudi, a subsequent Sydney winner, by 6.5 lengths, 4.5 lengths to the third horse. Now, it's 2 months since he run. He's had a couple of trials lately. He won a trial at Warwick Farm. He led all the way in that 1,200 trial there. He does lead. He's a front runner. And then he ran second in a trial at Warwick Farm only a week ago, or even less than a week ago, ridden by Jason. He'll be Cherry Wright. I think the Kiwis will get the money here. 6 Sedgeno to lead all the way. 2 Sedgeno to lead all the way. 1 Fly Till Dawn's going very good for Billy Prane. Corey Brown will ride. It won well at Goulburn the other day. Placed at Wyong prior to that. Number 7, Destination Tucson. Well, she just grinds away. Runs the same race all the time. Hasn't got a lot of sprint in her, but she just keeps coming. I'll put her in for 3rd. And Red Viking. Don't know what happened to him at Kembla last start, but his 2 runs before at Wyong and Newcastle were okay. 2.178.
Now the 3rd, the Benchmark 70, tab.com.au, Benchmark 70. We take out 4, Coco Excel. 2 Rogues, 360. 6 Diplomacia, 390. Number 8 Valoquio is 440. 9 Love Me Baby is $7. 1 Salerno, 850. 7 Stradance, 11. 5 Sprites are 14. 3 Capolican is 21. And 10 Ready and Flying, 71.
I think this could be another winner for Corey Brown today. Number 8 Valoquio, Troma Clary Connors. I think he's a former Hong Kong galloper, but he's never put a foot wrong since he come to Clary's stable. Clary's really had him going good last prep. He just got beat one day at Warwick Farm. He just wasn't far away, only run 3rd one day at Randwick. Now, first up, after a spell, he ran 2nd on the big track at Newcastle, recently behind another Arn who absolutely flew that day. And he was gutsy, this horse. He'll be hard to beat here at Valoquio. He normally races not far off the speed. Number 6, second pick in the race, Diplomacia, trained by the Snowdens. Blake's in a board, 2 good wins on the Beaumont and Kembla back October, November. He's had a spell, come back, won a trial well recently at Wyong. I think it'll run okay. Number 2, third pick, Roguish, one of Tim Martin's. Hasn't been far away recently, although hasn't been in the placings. And number 9, best of the others in the race, Love Me Baby. 8.629.
Okay, the next put out 9 Gaze Quest and 16 Sahara Eagle. Now, the favourite 6 Zonk at $1.95, then a gap out to 7 Brood War at 7, number 2 El Charisma at 8, 13 Secret Padrill 9.50, 4 Lieutenant Dan 12, 3 Caracavallo was $14, 11 Write This Down is an $18 pop, 10 Ono Passara, Rondo Passara 19, 8 Gypsy Rose 26, 5 Mocky 31, 12 Chiquita 41, 1 Bird Willie is 51, 14 Billabong Cindy an $81 pop, and Respetta also 81. Yeah.
Better today without... Without fear here, number 6, Zonk. Looks a real good thing. She's a filly by I'm Invincible. She's only had the one run at Warwick Farm in October on a good track, and she led in the race, and she ran 2nd, got beat a length behind in Times of War, which would be a very good run. Now, she's had 2 nice trials since she come back. She ran 2nd on a heavy track, 3/4 of a length behind Medlin at Randwick, and then she ran 2nd behind Slow Burn in a trial, beaten about a length. Now, in the last trial, she was back running last. Timmy urged her along a bit in the straight, and she just kept getting between runners, and lovely trial. Better the day, Zonk. Number seven, bit of a tricky alley, but she's got good speed. Seven, Brood War. It was placed at Canterbury. Two starts back for Chris Waller and Bowman. He's got to be a chance. Two, All Charisma. It's only had two runs. Just got beat on the bill at Hawkesbury back in March last year. Its latest run was Ordinary at Wine, but it's had a decent spell since that. And it won a trial easily recently at Rose Hill. And number 11, Shorto, the best of the others. Write this down for Craig Carmody. 6, 7, 2, 11.
Now, the next we put out 5, The Big Sleep, 6, Celebrus, number 8, Muse, 9, Prodigy, 12, Hold All Tickets, and 14, Saucy Lady. Favourite 7, Equipped at 320. One Absolutely Win, $5, along with 10, Tearaway Charlie, and 13, Liberty Pride. 4, Stately Road is 650. Number 15, Flagpoles, 11. 3, Frontiers Man, 21. 2, Arkwright, 34. Also 16, Chemidance, 34. 11, Duchess of Dubai, 71.
I'm going to have a go at one here. At a bit of a price. It did go up $11. I think you said it's about $5 or $6 because there's been scratchings, of course. It's never run a place in 3 starts. Chris Lees has got her. Number 13, Liberty Pride. I think she's crying out for a mile. And I'll just take her through her 3 runs briefly. On debut at Scone back in October, the run was an absolute ripper. She ran 5th beaten 1 3/4. She was last in the run, way back last, and got wide in the straight. In the last 200, it absolutely rocketed. Had a 4-month spell, come back at Scone, 1,100 metres, again, unsuitable. Got beat 4.5 lengths, no speed, back last, made up ground. Last run on the Beaumont track, 1,350 behind Istria, who was very unlucky in a race here yesterday at Newcastle, one of the Godolphin team. Got back last again, made some ground, but still got beat 6. But the mile is what she wants, and it's not an overstrong field. And I reckon at a bit of value, she's a very good chance, number 13. And Av Dulla will ride it too. He rode the big winner for Chris yesterday in the qualifier, of course, Cleveland Bay. 13 on top. Number 10, I like for second. Tearaway Charlie. I noticed, now, David Pfeiffer. First, I think it's the first run for David. Concarrick Asana's had the horse, and David's got it now. Its last 2 runs has been placed at Nowra and Hawkesbury. Hasn't run for 32 days. I think it's good enough to run a big race here. Number 7, Equipped, hard to beat the favourite. Good placings at Kembla and Goulburn just recently. And number 1, Absolutely Win. Gee, he's been trying for a while. 14 starts, no wins, but he's going to get a lovely run for the one barrier. 13, 10, 7 and 1.
Okay, now Lippy and Pearls, number 6, come out of the class 4. Now 7, Montignac is 320. One more to Platoon, 460 for Eva Luna, $6, along with number 9, Nahima. At $7.50, 5, Shoe Peg, 2, Receive Beach is $8.50, 3, Explosive Scene, 13, 8, New Divide, 21, and 10, Courtly, 26.
I like Chris Waller's horse, the top weight, more to Platoon. Blake's in aboard. Very nice win at Newcastle on the Beaumont track on Feb 7, 2 runs back. Then it ran 3rd at Warwick Farm and a 1,400 on a heavy 8 the other day. Beaten about 3.5 lengths, was slowly away, settled down at the tail of the field. Made up ground, I think it'll be very hard to beat here. Montignac is a big chance, a Godolphin horse. Run 2nd at Canterbury on that heavy 8 beyond positive problems. Last start 41 days ago, so it's had a freshen up. But it's never been far away in any of its last 4 starts. Number 4, Eva Luna. Got a place open. Shoe Peg, another Godolphin horse. Form's been ordinary, but could improve a bit today. 1, 7, 4, 5.
We go to the next takeout. 6 Star of Monsoon, 10 Crown Hymn, number 16, Conchita. Come out of the Guineas. Now 3 I Thought So favourite, 270. 7 Dortmund at 5, 14 Improvement, 550. Number 2 Ebonos is a $6.50 pop. 4 Spirit and Fire is currently $10. 9 Ozark, 13. 15 Quick Feet, 21. 5 Aviator is 26, along with 11 Tribal Wisdom. 1 Fashfibian is $34. 8 On the Spot, $41 pop. 12 War Hero, 51. And 13 Sahara Eagle is 101.
He's very promising, I thought so. He keeps firming into 270 now. I think he's $3 this morning. He's been very impressive his last 2 starts. He's won at Randwick and Warwick Farm. He bolted in on that heavy 8 at Warwick Farm the other day. He was running 4th. He was 3 deep, but he had cover and he just took off. At Randwick, prior to that, he won. He led all the way at Randwick. A nice horse. So you think you know, when they get to 3-year-olds, I think, Sean.
They're going well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They are going. He's a great horse himself, but they are absolutely flying, to say you think. Needs a bit of luck from Barrier 10, but he has got Hugh Bowman. And the good thing about it, he bolted in on a heavy eight. And if the forecast is right, mate, by the time we get to race 7, we'll be running on a heavy track. If they get the sort of rain the Bureau saying we're going to get. So 3, I thought so, on top. Right down to number 14 for second. Gary Portelli's improvement. Now, the filly ran in the Derby Munro on the heavy 10 the other day. She got beat about 3.5 lengths there, set outside the leader. Prior to that, he took her to Moonee Valley for the Typhoon Tracy, the Group 2. She only got beat 2.5 lengths there by Brugal Reward. She had the lead. One thing she's got is enough speed to be up there in the first couple. She's got the limit weight and Jason Collett. She'll be hard to beat. Don't worry about that. Number 7, Dortmund, will want a lead. Got a tricky alley, but it'll want a spear across from that barrier. Never runs a bad race. 5 starts, 1 win in 4 seconds. Just beat the Warwick Farm at a heavy the other day. And number 2, Ebonos. Not without a chance for the Snowdens. In the Guineas, 3, 14, 7 and 2.
All right, now the final event. 1 El Cid, 15 Where's Emma, 16 Mr. Snowman and 19 Jackknife are scratched. Now the favourite, 6 Blowing Kisses at 4 even. 7 Cateau at 4.20. 4 So Spirited at $7. Then out to 8, Bit Dusty at 8.50, 12 Exotherm at 10, 9 Rather Sweet, 11, 14 Trust Me is a $15 pop, 3 Dissolute, 16, 5 Back to Jacko, 19, 10 Creditable Witness, 23, 2 Naretva is 34, 11 to Kernel, 41, 17 Invicta is a $71 pop, and number 13, Monsieur Fair, 81, and 18 Tapavino, $126.
Is there any more?
I can make up a couple of extras for you.
We got enough barriers.
Make some more up.
Mate, I think Blowing Kisses will be hard to beat. Got a tricky alley, but it has got Blake Sheen, and he's absolutely flying Blake. So 3 starts, 1 on the Boo at Canterbury back in May on a good track. Just got beat at Wyong on a good track by Cates Pearl in September. Went to Moonee Valley for the William Crockett, the black type. Finished down the track there. Had a couple of trials. The last trial was good. It won the trial at Rarewick on a heavy track. Blake held the horse together, and it ran out of the leader, Diplomacia, who's running earlier today to win the trial. With any luck from that alley, I think it'll win. Kiddo was very impressive on debut here back in October. I remember the race well. Joe Pride bought it here. Sat outside the leader, was too good. Been trialing good. Won a recent trial at Warwick Farm. Number 8, a Bit Dusty, Barrier 1. When he was nice and fresh last time in, Timmy rode him, Timmy Clark, on the Beaumont track, and he got the money there. He had a couple of subsequent runs, went to the paddock. Nice and fresh again today after a good solid trial on a behind El Cid on a heavy track at Randwick. He'll be a good chance, a Bit Dusty from that barrier. Number 4, So Spirited, the grey horse of Joe Pride's. He's honest as the day's long. He bolted into the Beaumont track 2 starts back. Then he ran third at Wyong, but he's run at Wyong first up when he ran second. It was a beauty as well. 6, 7, 8, 4 short.
All right, now, what stands out today? Gary, your best.
I've got two good things. I think Sedgen will lead all the way in the distance race. Race 2, number 2. And the best is the Les Bridge trained in the South Sydney colours. Zonk in race 4, number 6.
All right, that'll do us. Well, we look forward to hearing you from the mounting today there and what's going to be a terrific day's racing.
Yeah, mate. Unfortunately, everyone's looking at the sky at the moment, but we're just going to wait and see whether they get it right. They don't always get it right, but in recent years they have when they've got the new technology and all the Weather Bureau, so we can just hope that it's not as bad as what they're predicting.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we can do. Just hope that if it is going to come, it comes a bit late.
Yep. There's no risk about that. If the rain comes and happen to put them off, mate, I'll probably start a two-up game or something up here just to fill in the day.
Just get a little bit of an earn, guys. That's what you want to do.
No, that's only for Anzac Day.
It's not
going to.
It's not going to earn just sitting in your pocket, guys. You got to get it out and put it to work, mate.
Can't wait for Anzac Day. We have a big two-up game here at Gosford on Anzac Day at the race meeting. It's always a big one.
I can imagine you come in spinning on the pennies and be flying high in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, we usually go home empty-pocketed.
So just another day in the life of G. Harley.
Right now, mate.
Good on you. You later.
See you, George.
Gary Harley there at Gosford today. It's 28 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the very best in thoroughbred racing.
And it doesn't come any bigger than the championship.
This Saturday from Royal Randwick, Sky Sports Radio will bring you every moment of the championship, taking in four massive Group 1s.
Plus, the Country Championships final.
Clearly Innocent raced up and hit the front, and Clearly Innocent, what a win!
Saturday morning from 6:30, Racing HQ sets up the day with Duffercy, Fraser, Brassel and Paul Joyce. Your championship leader, Sky Sports Radio.
10:17 a.m.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines carefully selected. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Visit inglis.com.au.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucre Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucre Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucre Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucre Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockey's Backside.
For a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in-store or binglee.com.au for details.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are bobs eligible and 82 cutis eligible, including the $250,000 cutis jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
Here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winx.
Where will you be when Winx goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rosehill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit theatc.com.au.
It's 10:30. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, Wayne Bennett has backed Canterbury boss Des Hasler, saying you'd like to think coaches are given more than three or four rounds to prove themselves. Bennett says Hasler is going through a rough patch, but has a great reputation in the game. The two teams will meet tonight to open round five at ANZ Stadium. Bennett has also played down Adam Blair's calf injury, despite the prop having to leave training early yesterday. He says they won't be taking an 18th man to Sydney. Darren Lehman has declared his Bradman-like captain, Steve Smith, can surpass the records of one of Australia's greatest skippers. After 499 runs and three centuries in India, brought his total to 20 centuries from 54 tests and a 61-run average, the best since Sir Donald Bradman, Steve Smith says it's his leadership evolution that has impressed the coach the most. And Sally Pearson's decade-long reign over the 100-metre hurdles could be under threat from athletics glamour girl Michelle Jenneke in Sunday's national titles. Pearson is on the comeback trail from 2 years of injuries that clocked her fastest time since last year's Olympic trials in Canberra last month. Jenneke is the reigning national champion. And